Welcome to the I Am Power Hour, soul stretching success with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're the Soul Stretching Sisters, here to remind you that you are a star with a hit song to sing as you create greater.
Aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, as we'll share stories, have a few laughs,
maybe even some aha moments, as we help you feel more motivated,
spark your spirit,
and unleash your powered up,
pumped up,
I am possibilities.
The soul stretch version, of course.
So get ready to have some fun as we help you build up some serious spiritual muscle and
accelerate to an abundant life, that life you deserve.
Let's roll with the I Am Power Hour.
What up?
What up?
Let's roll. I am Dr. Pat, and I'm here with Terry J. Walker. This is it. We're doing this, right?
We're doing it.
I Am Power Hour. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, for those of you out there that don't know who my soul stretching sister is here, think about this. Think about going through life, and maybe you read her book, Resume Life. Maybe you read the book, but think about your life and think about how many different obstacles, challenges you might come up with. But still, you go on, you know, higher education, you get yourself a master's degree, psychology, counseling, you become a professional life coach, an executive coach, a certified trainer. You understand what success is, success principles. You go on to author a bunch of books, The Resume of Life, Bridging the Gap, right? Then you write an educator's guide for parents' guide. You write these books, you put them out in the world, and there you are. And you think kind of maybe like me a little bit when you go through and you put your best foot forward, you think, thank you, God, spirit, universe, goddess, whatever you say, like, yeah, thank you. And then boom, something shows up.
Yes.
Maybe you lose your job. Yep, done that. Maybe you get sick. Oopsie. Maybe a loved one gets sick. But here you are and you're thinking, I am just going to slide. But the universe says, God, spirit says, yeah, you're almost there. You're almost there, sisters. You're almost there. But I got you to, you need to be talking about something else and you don't quite understand it. So I'm going to give you this other thing. Now, the question is, who are you? Who are you? And where have you been and where do you want to go? Because when you get those things, Terry, when they pop up, how many of us have looked at ourselves and said, oh my God, who am I? No, we don't say that. We say, why me?
Yes. Yes, why me? We have tornadoes in our life, emotionally, mentally, and physically. All in the last year, I've had all three. So with that being said, it's time to stop saying, why me? And why not me? You know, we've got we spend so much time pointing the finger at everybody else, looking at everybody else, and then we turn around and when you point the finger, you got 3 points back, and that means that you're judging yourself too. So the why me instead of the why not me is what we need to do to start living on purpose. Because guess what, Dr. P? You are your most valuable asset. You and everyone here listening, you are your most valuable asset. It took me a long time to figure that out. I mean, many, many years. And what I'm trying to help people to do and understand today is look at that. And instead of saying, why me, because you're depleting yourself, say, why not me? And what am I to learn from this? How can I grow from this? And what can I do to start following my passion, understanding my why, and lighting myself up to help light up the world? And that is where we are today. Welcome to Soul Stretching Success and the I Am Power Hour with my soul stretching sister, Dr.
Patterson. Telling you, it's all about the work that you do, because one of the things I know, and you know, you've developed 12 principles to help people really step into that, you know, that full thing, you know, success, there's success and then there's soul stretching success. I've been successful for the most part of my life. People would look at me and say, man, you went from nothing. Man, you went from homeless to become an executive in the phone company. And oh man, like what kind of education do you have? Well, I went to school 13 years to get an undergraduate degree. It's a little slow right there, but I did it. And still you became this thing. You became that. So on the outside, when you looked at me, you saw me in a big house in Jersey on 4 acres with, that's a lot of mowing, I'm just telling you. Like this 4,000 square foot house on 4 acres, right? You got 3 cars, one of them's a sports car, then you got a truck, and then you drive in to AT&T, Bell Labs, Bellcore, and you're going into your job, and there's the pain and agony from selling my soul for that big fat dang paycheck. And the universe said to me, that is not what I wanted you to sign up for. We are going to snatch that thing from the gates of hell. Uh-oh. Did I get all biblical on you right there?
You know me in the Bible.
But I'm telling you, it's raising up the question where, how quickly did I judge myself along the way?
Yeah.
How quickly do we do that, Terry? How does our not enoughness show up and cripple us to achieve soul stretching success?
I think in some respects we're kind of programmed with it as we grow up. You know, from the outside in, we're not good enough. We're not smart enough. We don't have enough finances. We're just not enough. But all of that is based under fear. And the things that we've programmed our mind to believe, because when we're born, and just like with the title, you know, there's a 1 in 400 trillion, that's T trillion, chance that we're here, right here, right now, today, on this place and time, on this earth. You know, the odds are better to win the lottery than for each one of us to be here today. Have you ever thought about it like that? So there's a purpose. There's a purpose. There's a reason. Every one of us has greatness within. Every one of us. So how do we begin to change that and to develop that? Well, one, we've got to stop judging ourselves or remove the self-sabotaging beliefs and behaviors. Those are the things that we've really got to look at. And in essence, to do that, we've got to talk about the relationships that we have. Who are we listening to? What are we watching? What are we listening to? How are we developing ourselves? And you know, it's ironic that this morning of all times and all days, 1 year ago today, a memory came up on my Facebook. And 1 year ago today, I received my Jack Canfield Success Trainer certification. And that was not an easy task. And I put on there, it was not an easy task for me to do, but I committed to it and I went through it and I stuck with it and I finished it. And it's something to be proud of, because it was a goal. It was an intention. It was something I wanted to do to help develop myself and in turn to be able to help develop others. So these are the things that we're kind of getting caught up in, is the fear, the judgment, and stopping believing in ourselves. And we point the fingers and here we are.
Yeah. That Canfield program, by the way, Jack, I had Jack on the show talking about it. And he said to me, hey, you know, I'm going to let you come into my like certification. And I looked at the requirements of that and I said, ooh, I'm not up for working that hard. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to pass on that, Jack. But you know, this is really so that you can step forward, create your, and Jack Canfield supports this. You know, he teaches people tools so they can create their own tools and teach.
Yeah.
Right. But the choices we make today,
right,
are those choices that are what? They're going to create our tomorrow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we have to do the things today to get what we want tomorrow. And sometimes we might be a little bit uncomfortable. But just thinking back and the fact of going through that entire program and what I have done in the last year since then, you know, that gave me the basis, but then I've grown dramatically leaps and bounds since that time. And that's what it's all about is, what are we listening to? What are we learning? How are we developing ourselves in turn so we can help others? Because a year ago today, when I got that, I was excited, but I had no idea that I'd have my own show the very next year on the very same day that I received that.
Wow.
That's just a whole round of circle and the things that have been developed during that time. You know, I'm bringing Bridging the Gap back out, and we're going to be doing some workshops with that to help parents and families and educators work for the self-esteem of the child. I'm developing and bringing out the Soul Stretching Success. There's nothing like this anywhere, because I'm now able to incorporate all the things that I have worked on and developed. But when you back down to where we were talking about the fear and the judgments and the labels, you've got to sit down and say, what inspires me? What drives me? What lights me up? And if you don't know what your passion is, then figure out what lights you up. Figure out why you are here. Figure out what you do enjoy. And just like when I wrote in the resume of life, we have to build our spiritual muscle. We all go, well, maybe not all of us, and I used to, and I have let myself go to some degree in this pandemic. But we go, we exercise, we work out, we build our physical muscles. But do we do that with our spiritual muscle, as I called it in the resume of life, to grow, to build, and to expand so that we can grow and we can help others to do the same? And so that's where it becomes living on purpose and realizing that you matter, understanding your relationships, and breaking that snooze button habit for good. And what is that? That's that little dirty word that many of us get caught up in all the time. I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it later, or I'll do it next week. Procrastination. But we don't know if there's going to be a tomorrow or a next week. So we've got to decide what lights us up to take the steps today.
Yeah. And you know, let's take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about, you know, what does it actually mean to break the snooze button habit? And I'm so thrilled to hear that you are going to work with parents and children, because we have created a gap.
Yeah.
And my friend and I, an acquaintance actually of mine, colleague, was talking about the gap, you know. And he asked an interesting question of me. He said, Pat, you're such an optimist, but the reality is you also studied psychology. And he says, do you really, really think that there is a way to close the gap that has been created? And I said, you know, let me just tell you something. If there's one thing that COVID-19 has done, it has put parents and children of a lot of people in the same household for a lot of hours. And so you're either going to break that snooze button habit, or you're going to break the clock. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Terry's going to walk us through what does that actually mean. And we're going to give you the break the snooze button habit challenge today. It really is a challenge. As I hit my snooze button this morning at 5 o'clock. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
G Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hello, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we've chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark. And of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Cempaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
Every time I hear that, Terry, I just crack up. And we already did a show, so if you want to hear about what the making of the I Am Power Hour was about, we did all the bloopers, and we did all the bloopers, and that's something you're going to be able to use in your coaching and your training. And we did all the bloopers, and we literally, Benny had them queued up for the first show that we did. But every time I hear that song, I mean, I'm just like right back there. Look, let's talk about the snooze button, because that was a large part of that. You came up with that and break the snooze button habit. I remember going over that recording with you. And this is the key to what we want to say. There's the element of break the snooze button habit. And then there's break the snooze button habit. And that energy is what we have in front of us. Because this morning I was like, break the snooze button. I just like didn't break it. Hit the and, you know, and there's that. And then there's break the snooze button happen, because I'm so passionate about getting up and getting my day started and doing something and getting out in the world. See, and that's the underpinning. That's the underlining teaching of break the snooze button, isn't it? It's not just stop, don't do it. It's like, let's create a life where you're fired up, ready to go, and you don't even want to turn the snooze button on.
There you go. That's what I was talking about. What lights you up? What are you passionate about? What do you want to do? And what makes you happy? Because we're here to create. And those are the things somewhere along the line, you know, many of us are stuck in that 9 to 5, 8 to 5, whatever job that you want to call it. And we're miserable and we're going to school and we're going to our school. We were just talking about bridging the gap. We're going to work every day, but it's,
I go to school every day.
And many of us are miserable with that.
But I'm a student. I have to go to school every day. And if I don't go to school, I got somebody on my team like Jessica and Linda this morning, both of them schooled me.
There you go. Sometimes we need a little schooling.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Well, but there's so many people out there, even before the pandemic, now, or even after the pandemic, where our lives have been changed dramatically, whether we're working from home, whether we've lost our job, whatever it's been, you know, health issues, health concerns, loss of insurance. I mean, there are so many things that have changed just like that. I mean, at the drop of a hat. So, but prior to all of this, how many people, I would just like to see a show of hands if we actually had that opportunity, were going to work every single day and dreading it, dreading getting up every morning, dreading going to work every day and looking for, it's finally Friday, I'm free again, you know, but how many people were actually doing that? And you know, what's happening with our souls in that is that they're dwindling away and they're dying because we're not doing anything new and creative and developing ourselves and following our passion, our truth, or the things that we like to do. And if we would ever get past that fear, that blockage, that self-sabotaging thinking, and move beyond that, man, what a world of possibilities begin to open up. Because that's what's happened for me, is once I let go of that, and I forgave myself for it, and I forgave others for all of the past of anything that had happened, and I began to follow what lit me up and learn and build that spiritual muscle and learn the skills, the things that I knew I was good at, and helped hone and develop those skills. And people showed up. Dr. Pat, you showed up. People showed up to help me. More people are showing up to help me. And now people are starting to say, What can you train about? What can you teach about? What can we do here? I want to know more about this bridging the gap with these parents and families and educators and all of that. So doors are really beginning to open. There's a world of possibilities out there. And again, it's a 1 in 400 trillion chance that you're here now. So what are you doing with your time? We've had this opportunity. You can look at the pandemic as a terrible, terrible thing, or you can look at it as an opportunity of how did you spend your time while you were at home? I mean, were you just Netflixing all day and half the night, or were you doing something productive and learning more and expanding yourself more and pulling that out of you? That pull out of you is the soul stretching success. Success is not easy. Nobody ever said it was. If it was, everybody would be successful. But we're here to do the work while we're here on this earthly journey. So what are you doing to do the work? And did you break that snooze button habit? Because that's going to be the beginning to get you started.
Well, I think part of it is, and this is important, I think, for us to just mention before we go to break, and that is that part of us knows that we argue for our limitations. I mean, there's a part of us that knows that it's easier to show up with an argument or a convincing conversation about the limitation of a thing, right?
Yeah.
But once we get a taste of arguing for our possibilities, it really shifts us. And I want to just say this to everybody out there, because you're going to hear more about this. Let me just run through the soul stretching success principles really quickly before break, because this is the body work Terry's doing, and this is what you're going to hear more about today. And before you have heard for sure, break your snooze button habit for good. That's number one. Number two is be all in. Number three is express yourself. I want you to play like Vogue from Madonna, Benny. Number four is excuses be gone. Five is living with passion and purpose. Six is get up, dress up, show up, and trust up. Seven is the three C's, which your mama never told you about, communicating with courage and confidence. Eight, detox your life. And if you can't do that, detox the refrigerator. Nine is removing the blame game. And we're going to be talking about these as we roll forward. 10 is learning to say yes to life. 11, probably the one of the most important we don't talk about. Be your number one customer. Ask, believe, and receive. Once you can do that, then Terry takes you into 12. Act as if. And if you don't know how to act as if, you get to hang out with Terry and do some pretend work. 13, respect yourself by keeping your agreements. I spent 10 years studying what it means to keep promises. 14, hocus pocus, you can focus. 15, facing your fears and finding freedom. And 16, accepting feedback and living your life on purpose. And Terry works with these, and she puts them in these four different learning areas where you'll get to learn these four at a time. This is the basis for her coaching program, the different levels of her coaching program. These are the principles she helps you learn and understand. And for those of you out there, you're ultimately going to be able to be certified to teach soul stretching success. That's what you build in a year. If you set your attention, you get motivated, you step out in the world, and instead of you thinking you are the pilot and spirit is the co-pilot, as my mentor said to me, she said, honey, you have got that wrong. You are not the pilot. Spirit's the pilot. You're the co-pilot. If you can figure that out, Vasily, then you got it made. Let's take a short break. We come back. Terry's going to take you on a journey that's like, you're either going to be all in, or you might, like, I'm telling you, people are telling me, man, I feel like I'm all gone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosfor. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
My mama is dancing in heaven right now. I'm telling you.
Dance, dance, dance.
You see how easy it is for me to get that southern draw? I'm channeling my stepmama.
Are you sure it's not just listening to me too much?
It's listening to you sounding like my stepmama. That's what it is. Welcome back, everybody. Yep, this is it. Welcome back. This is the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success with Terry J. Walker and me, Dr. Pat. I get to take this journey. We are soul stretching success sisters. That's what we are. You are your most valuable asset. And I want to tell you something. You are the best listening audience on the planet. But I'm telling you right now, I am on a mission, as Terry is. In the day and age we live in, it is going to be for you, it is going to be some work that you're going to have to do to remember you are your most valuable asset, because the world, maybe it's your job, maybe it's somebody else going to tell you you're not. But we're here to remind you, you are. And that is one aspect of life that COVID-19, it can't take it away from you. You know, being told you're not going to get what you deserve in life, that's not it, right? You know, there are things that you're going to learn during this period in time. And what Terry's saying is, look, the time is now. What can we do now? Terry, how do people find out about you? How do they work with you as a coach? All of the above.
You can find me at IamTerryJWalker.com, or you can find me on Facebook at InspireAndMotivate.IAM. The great news is we've got some great opportunities and some workshops that I am developing and bringing together for Bridging the Gap. And very excited about that. And you'll be able to find that on the website probably sometime at the end of the month. And that is something that I'm really excited about, to be able to bridge the gap for parents and educators in the welfare and the self-esteem and self-benefit of the child, something that's desperately needed right now. But as far as success is concerned, and I want to help parents and daycare workers to become successful for the benefit and the success of the child. But as far as today is concerned with success for us, you know, Dr. Pat, Webster defines success as an accomplishment or an aim of an aim or a purpose. And it's kind of funny. I'll tell you a little story. A few weeks ago, I was talking to some people about possibly going to work with them and things like that, and doing some training for them. And toward the end, an hour and a half later, being on the phone, and we were talking, they said, Terry, what do you think you bring to the table with your skills? And I don't know, Dr. Pat, where that came from. It was so funny. It just kind of came up out of me. And I was like, my skills. I said, well, I bring my 3 A's. So this was kind of being in alignment and in tune, tuned in, tapped in, turned on. I was really focused and in it. And I said, I think I bring my 3 A's. One, authenticity. I am who I am, and I went into this whole spiel about that. I said, two, accountability, and I went into the whole spiel about that. And three, I try my best to always be approachable, because if you're not approachable, then people are going to be leery of you and all of that kind of stuff. But that also feeds into authenticity. I am who I am. I've got my Southern draw. I am Power Hour. I am Terry J. Walker. I am the author of The Resume of Life and Bridging the Gap. But I am also the creator of Soul Stretching Success. And one of the things about Soul Stretching Success, again, keyword success there, is to be able to accomplish an aim or a purpose. That's what success is. But what lights you up for the soul stretching is what is pulled out of you. What lights you up and being accountable for it and making the decision today to do what it is that you're here to do, what you want to do, and be happy for, and have that sense of freedom, alignment, and truth. You know, the whole purpose of me ever even being here is I want to help others rise to their greatest, truest, and highest self. And to be their most successful, best self. You know, some people look at success as what kind of a house a person has, what kind of a job title a person has, what kind of a car a person drives. But that's not necessarily success. Success is what you came here for, what you create, and what inspires you to be able to turn around and help others do the same, in my humble opinion.
But, you know, such a large part of it is to really look at this in a way that helps people move. And I think one of the things that I love is, you know, your formula for transformation, the I am formula, right, is I for intention, A for action, M for motivation equals transformation.
Exactly.
And so when you look at that, what you've developed in that way, and you overlay that on the principles I read before, this is how we help people really move forward. Now, I say move forward because that's not a judgment. It's move forward. And in my life, I've had to take several steps back, and then I took one step forward, right. Several steps back and one step forward, until the day that I took less steps backwards, then I had steps forward. And it's a process. But to get through that process, Terry, without judgment, without understanding, you know, that we are on that journey, the difference between 10 steps back and one forward versus 10 steps forward and one back is the strength and the conviction of my spirituality.
It is. I mean, we're all going to fall. I mean, that's what we're here to do, is to learn. And to experience, and to be able to grow from those experiences. Otherwise, if you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to continue to receive what you've always gotten. And if you want to continue to be that hamster on the wheel, running and running and running until you fall off with exhaustion or death, and have regrets of what you wish you had done, or what you wish you had not been so afraid to do, because you didn't have the academics or the credibility or the finances or whatever, but that you were able to overcome those fears because you have everything within you that you need. The only thing you need to do is look at what is stopping you and have somebody, a coach such as myself, to help you overcome those fear-based obstacles and begin to take action to grow and develop yourself, develop your skills, develop your spiritual muscle, so that you too can grow into your greatest, truest, best, and highest self. You know, we get so stuck in habits every single day, and we don't know what those habits are. I used to play tennis, I play golf, and I used to have coaches that helped me with that.
Yeah, boy. We love our coaches.
You know, when you play a lot, and I mean, the NFL, any professional sports people, they have coaches. They're there for a reason. And life coaches, executive coaches, success coaches, any of that, we're here to help you see something that you can't see. But even when I played tennis, you know, I would go out, I would practice, but something would happen and maybe my grip would change just a little bit, or there was something about my swing, or there was something about my follow through, or there was something about my feet stepping, and I had gotten into a bad habit and it was blowing my shots every single time on that specific shot. That's what a coach does, is see that, because you can't read the directions from inside the box. But what a coach does is help pull you out of the box so that you can read the directions, so you can make that minimal adjustment or that bigger adjustment. It takes 30 days on average to break a habit, but we've got that kind of time if you're willing to coach and learn and be willing to stretch into your success.
I think all of us have gone through that pathway. And, you know, what I love about what we're talking about, and I had to reflect upon this for myself, and I went way back and I asked myself, when was my first interaction with someone that you wouldn't ordinarily call a coach, mm-hmm. right? But I was thinking about this for the show today. And and I was thinking about this and in the context of do I have any people, for example, like in high school, I've had people throughout my life that are have been my angels, but I forgot this one thing. And somebody asked me this, they said, do you have anybody in your high school days, Pat? Because we've heard you talk about almost flunking out of high school and the fact that you're a summer school in English teacher gave you a little bizarre quiz and you answered it with Bob Dylan. But outside of that, and I thought about it and I said, yes, I had a teacher. Her name was Amy Saro, S-A-R-O. And I have tried to find her.
Yeah.
And because I need to thank her. And I remember she pulled me one day, took me aside in her conference room, her little room, those little rooms teachers used to get. And not like her office, but it was a little private room. And she sat me down and she says, you know, you're different. And I want you to know you're not less than. And I know how you are different. And I'm here to help you and support you. And you have enormous potential. And I don't want you to forget that. I never did forget that. But a year later, I found myself homeless. But I never forgot her words. And I'm struck by the fact so many years later, I can see her face like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Do we take the time to look at our kids, our grandkids, our godchildren, or youth or young people in our lives? Do we take the time to do that? How about our peers, our colleagues? Do we take the time to do that? How about our parents and grandparents right now that are sitting maybe in assisted living somewhere that literally have no face, no touch, nothing really? Are we taking the time to do that?
Right.
And that to me is the basis for a soul stretching success coaching program versus some canned program that somebody's taught for 1,000 years and has taught others how to do some tricks. As a matter of fact, I got a little perturbed the other day. I was watching one of my spiritual channels and I watched the wife of one of the pastors I listened to. And I listen to pastors, I listen to Buddhists, I listen to a wide range of things. But I saw a very old trick being used with $100 bill. And I watched her use it. And I remember being in the audience with a human potential person 10 years ago and used that same $100 bill and people running on the stage. And I thought to myself, does that honor who we are? And I said, you know, Terry, you've got to bring the aspect of your teacher, whether you got that job or not got that job. This is the message to help people rise up. Because waving a $100 bill in front of somebody isn't necessarily seeing them. And what do you say to people that are looking at investing in themselves and can't even begin to imagine that journey? They don't believe they matter.
That's the greatest reason why I titled this show the way I did, because I've met so many people out there. As a matter of fact, I've been one of them. You know, I didn't believe that I mattered. And there's many people out there that don't. You know, there's that why me mentality that we started the show with. But then I learned why not me. So my comment to them is, I am here to support you because we all matter. We all have a greatness within. We all have something we're passionate about. We all have something that lights us up. There's something to every one of us. Again, 1 in 400 trillion. Your odds of winning the lottery is better than the odds of you being here at this point in time. And there's a reason you're here at this point in time. Whether, whether it's to get help people through this COVID, whether it's to help a family through this COVID, whether it's everything has a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Maybe it was even something before the COVID that you've already begun, or there was something you were passionate about and something you wanted to do, but you never had that opportunity or you didn't feel worthy enough to do it. This is the time to have somebody that would listen to you, let you know that you do matter, let you know that you are worthy, and help you to identify and hone in what your skills, your message is. You already know it, but sometimes we need a little help. God knows I did. And I'm one over here and over there, and I've got this stuff over here. But somebody had to help bring that into me. I mean, I've got coaches too. You are one of them. But to help me to bring this together so that it becomes more powerful of a message. We all have it. I promise you, we all have it. It's just a matter of how are we utilizing it, or are we afraid, fearful of utilizing it?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. There's not a single penny that I have spent on investing in myself and my personal, spiritual, mental, physical growth, not a single penny that hasn't come back tenfold. Yeah. Even on days when I thought it wouldn't. Even on days where I thought, wow, like, is this really worth it? See, because what we're saying, and I think what you're saying is, we ask ourselves that question, do I really matter enough? Do I really matter? And, you know, we're seeing it in the headline. You know, we're seeing people in the headlines saying, yes, we matter. We as a group of people, we matter. Black lives matter. We matter. Gay lives matter. You know, transgender people matter. You know, and you can go through and you could see that these are the groups of people that have felt like they have not mattered. And you can continue to keep going through them. There's a long list of that, where people have felt they have not mattered, you know, and then you take a look on the other side and you take a look at people that are not of color and they have been held down by their socioeconomic condition. And you think to yourself, well, how do they feel? And they've been told you don't matter. Mm-hmm. You don't matter. You know, your mom is on welfare. I know what that's like. And I come from a white family and I know what that's like, but it's still gives me more opportunity than others. The point is, you know, how do we hold across race, across sexual orientation, across religion? How do we just push all of that aside and say to everybody, you matter, and the actions we take are going to demonstrate that? Otherwise, if we don't start with, I matter and I am taking action to demonstrate that I matter, it's hard for the world to believe we matter. You get what I'm saying?
I get exactly what you're saying. And I think that, you know, we forget about that. I think that was a beautiful analogy and a way to basically frame it all up. It was beautiful. So I really have nothing more to say on that because you took it. I believe that everybody's life matters. I believe that everybody can be and are their most valuable asset. Because at the end of the day, no matter whatever happens during your day, no matter who you're hung up on or no matter who hurt your feelings or whatever it was, at the end of the day, you are there by yourself. You are here to deal with whatever maybe drama you may have caused, whatever judgment finger you may have pointed, or to deal with maybe hurt feelings that somebody had done to you. But at the end of the day, it is solely up to you to make the changes to improve and to better yourself, to love yourself, to believe in yourself, because there's a lot of noise out here. And sometimes we have to sit still, get still, and listen to what's going on inside. When we align our heart and our mind, then we have really done something. And then we know that we matter. And you have gifts. Everyone has gifts. Everyone has potential. Everyone has opportunities. And everyone matters.
You know, Terry, one of the things that I think is important is for people to know that the things that you talk about are incorporated into the body of work you do. Right. I mean, the program you talked about, Bridging the Gap, is first of all, it recognizes there is a gap between adults and kids. That's one. And then what do you do about that? There's not enough time for me to really talk about it, but I was explaining or attempting to explain to an adult a couple of days ago when asked about, why do you talk about the television show Hannah? And, you know, they looked at me and they said, I don't even let my kid watch that. And I just looked at them and I said, well, there's a lot of people watching it. And I said, look, you can raise your child any way you want. You get to decide what they do and what they don't do. And I said, I'm not saying that. Every one of us has a responsibility for what we do, what we say, all of the above. And I said to this person, I said, you know, look, you just have to answer the question. When you're asked, tell me why I can't watch that. You have to give them an answer that's just not because. That's not like an answer. And yet we walk around life when we're asked questions. And even though we don't say the word because, we just don't take the time or the respect to honor each other in a way which honors their journey. And I think that's what you were talking about today. Yeah.
We don't. We don't take the time to be considerate of others' thoughts and feelings. And oftentimes, you know, we get so wrapped up in our own doings and our own self that we don't, you know, pay attention to how we may be coming across to others or how we may be affecting others or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's when you have to turn around and take a look at yourself and stop playing the blame game. But the other part of it is, you know, we have to forgive. You know, forgiveness is a very powerful tool. And so is gratitude. And that's the one thing that I wanted to really kind of mention on this show today too, because that's something that's been weighing on my heart, is to be able to forgive yourself for anything that you've done. Forgive yourself for the past, whatever's happened, it's in the past, it's over, it's done. forgive whoever has maybe hurt you in the past, and forgive yourself for who you may have hurt. And if you need to talk to that person that you may have hurt or may have hurt you, do that, but do it in a loving and forgiving way. The I Am Hour is over, but the I Am Power possibilities continue. Thanks for tuning in to the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success, with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, feeling pumped?
You know it. Tune in next time to flex your I Am muscles and supercharge your soul-fueled success.
Let's create greater, aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, because everything you've held in your heart's desire is coming to you right now.
Make sure you listen to all of our shows and check it out at soulstretchingsuccess.com. See you next time.
See you next time.
Yeehaw! Yeah. Let's roll.